This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As a way of tracking the housing crisis, our Planet Money team bought a toxic asset. It's filled with home loans from across the country, some from people who borrowed more than they could afford. But it turns out this Planet Money asset contains something else, at least one mortgage that could be part of a $200 million mortgage fraud scheme. NPR's Hannah Jaffe-Walt takes a look at one Sarasota house in that scheme, a house that was bought and sold six times in 4 years and more than tripled in value.
The first person to own the home was probably the last man who truly loved that house on Cove Terrace Road.
Fred Bloom is my name.
Fred Bloom?
Fred Bloom. Isn't that a great name for an allergist?
Dr. Fred Bloom, the allergist, met me outside the Cove Terrace house. It's nice. Four bedrooms, red tile roof. It's painted that sort of Florida peachy color. It's got a pool and a boat dock.
It had a two-story family room with windows up above, and you could sit there and watch lightning, and you could watch the sky.
Dr. Bloom's kids grew up. He and his wife separated, and he reluctantly put the house up for sale.
And it didn't sell, and it didn't sell, and it didn't sell.
And
I wasn't happy about that. I was not happy about lowering the price.
And then we had an offer from Craig Adams.
This is Candy Swick, Dr. Bloom's real estate agent. Now, getting an offer from Craig Adams was nothing to sneeze at. Adams was well known in Sarasota as a guy who could make any deal happen. Some even used the word genius.
Craig's offer was very good. It was right on the mark, and it was like, this is good. Take it and run. It's been enough time.
And I resisted as long as I could and then decided the fight is over. So I caved in.
Dr. Bloom sold the house for $600,000, much less than he wanted for it. And then, 2 weeks later, he's at the grocery store and he runs into his former Cove Terrace neighbors. Hey, how you doing? How are the new people on the block?
And they told me that my house had sold again. And he mentioned the price of $725. And I was really upset. And I said, that's $125,000 more than I got for it. And that was only a matter of a couple of weeks.
Oh, it was weeks?
It was just a matter of a couple of weeks. Yeah, I was not happy.
That is an understatement. Dr. Bloom was furious at his real estate agent and held on to that resentment for 10 years. 10 years until what really happened at Cove Terrace came out.
My name is Matthew Doig. I'm an investigative reporter at the Sarasota Herald Tribune.
Doig and his colleagues have been piecing together what they say could be a $200 million mortgage scheme led by Craig Adams.
Adams put together the deal and apparently took it to his associate, a guy named Steve Wexler, and just basically said, here's this deal, sign on the dotted line. Don't worry about it. You're not even going to own this property that long. In 2 weeks, we're going to sell it to our buddy Keyworth for $725,000.
Doig explains, here's how this would work. Adams had a group of friends and associates, and one would buy a house, sell to another and another for higher and higher prices. The sales wouldn't get listed publicly, and Adams would set the prices. With each sale, someone would take out a loan that would pay off the previous loan. And since it was bigger than the last one, there'd be extra cash to split among the players.
After Dr. Bloom is out of the picture, that house is completely controlled by Craig Adams. And every time it is sold, Adams is representing both the buyer and the seller.
In 4 years, the Cove Terrace house had six owners and went from $600,000 to more than $2 million. Dr. Bloom became more and more confused. The house didn't look any better. In fact, it looked worse.
Occasionally, I would drive by the house, and at various times, the yard was really in disrepair.
When it was in disrepair, did it look like no one was living here?
Yes, it looked like it was vacant.
Guy Sakala is publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance, and he says he's seen this sort of thing all over the country. As long as there's a housing bubble, it works pretty well.
The idea is if you can keep selling a house for more than you're borrowing, you'll always make out ahead. You know what?
Eventually, it's a loan. You eventually have to pay the bank back.
Correct. There wasn't a great exit strategy. You know, in hindsight, these weren't geniuses figuring out these plans.
By 2007, the Cove Terrace house was owned by yet another associate of Craig Adams, a guy who defaulted on more than $2 million in loans. The bank foreclosed on the house. Now, the banks or lenders clearly lose big time in this scenario. They kept handing out loans because they, too, were caught up in the bubble. With home values rising so quickly, who's to say that six owners in 4 years is really all that strange?
It's a fine line between what's a legitimate real estate investment and committing actual fraud.
Sakala says, look, we have a reality TV show about flipping houses. At the height of the bubble, a third of the people buying properties were never planning to live in those homes. That doesn't mean all those loans were fraudulent, but mortgage fraud doesn't have to be all that dramatic. It can be just fudging your income a little. The FBI is looking into more than 3,000 cases of mortgage fraud right now. And in Sarasota, they're doing it with the help of Craig Adams. The Herald Tribune has reported that he's gone from real estate genius to FBI informant. Hannah Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.